Well, it started out. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As I said before, just so you know, our telephone lines were down yesterday. Went 2 hours and no calls. A lot of you tried to get through. Apologies for that. It's on us. We got them fixed. Lines are open. Lines are open, and we're going right to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my co-host, occasionally guest host, Pizza Box Mike, my friend, what's on your mind today, Pizza Box?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the critical race theory subject so I don't have to criticize the moderate side of the Democratic Party this morning. I do that enough. But let's come up with, these acronyms and these phrases that we use are just so lame. I mean, why don't we just call it American History Revised Through Factual Evidence, something like that. It's so easy to attack the names that we apply to some of these things, but that's what it is, and white supremacy and racism is in danger right now. They don't want people to know the truth, and my children aren't embarrassed by the truth about history, but then again, my children aren't white.
Uh-huh. Well, look, Pizza Box, thank you for that observation. I'll say this. When you say critical race theory, if you ask 10 people what it is, 8 of them wouldn't know, and the other 2 would each have a different opinion. I mean, what is it? It's originally a title used going back decades to people who looked on everything through the prism of race. It is absolutely right that you don't want white supremacists having nothing about race. It's also untrue to say that all of history and all of life through the prism of race. Frankly, if you look at every other country in the world, every other continent, every other society going back to the beginning of recorded history, which is about 5,000 years ago, maybe a little longer, it is nothing but race. It's nothing but race. People in this country of different races, if you went to Asia or you went to Africa and you were not in the dominant race and you were not in the dominant tribe, you'd be treated brutally, absolutely brutally. That does not excuse anything that happened here, but I will tell you something. It's a testimony that everybody in the world is trying to swarm into this country and not go to some other country. The more they talk about it, how many refugees do you think China and Russia take? None. First of all, they'd kill them. And secondly, nobody in his right mind wants to go there. How many people want to go to Africa? The point of the matter is, you can say it's all economic. Really? Well, let me ask you something. If you had a choice and had to live in the poorest country in Europe or the richest country in the Middle East, richest country in the Middle East is Saudi Arabia, poorest is, Bulgaria, who knows? You'd be out of your mind to live in Saudi Arabia. So all this baloney about critical race theory being only in the United States and they don't even know how to define it is baloney. However, there was slavery, there was savage mistreatment, murder, Black people for 100 years after Reconstruction was jettisoned up until the 1960s. And even now, police officers can kill Black people seemingly with impunity. They get strangled, they get shot in the back, and none of even Democratic statewide officials utter a peep. They don't utter a peep, okay? So in terms of critical race theory in the election, I think it's time we came out and actually defined it and shoved it down their throats. And say, yeah, we're not going to teach the 1619 Project. We are not going to teach that everything about the Revolutionary War was designed only to preserve slavery. That's ridiculous. Massachusetts and New York had abolished slavery. They hated slavery. Some people think, some historians, that the Revolutionary War was simply a continuation among the English population of the War of 1688, the Revolution, and prior to that, where they beheaded King Charles I and Cromwell took over for a while. It's much more nuanced, in other words. And you didn't read any of that in high school either, okay? I get it. So read a little more. But the Republicans are using it to get rid of Martin Luther King. They're getting ready. They don't want to hear about slavery at all. That's wrong. Pizza Box, as always, my guest host, Pizza Box Mike, thank you for calling in. We're going back to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind?
Well, good morning. I'm calling this morning for some group therapy from everybody that feels the same way.
Gene, you can administer therapy. You don't need therapy. You can administer therapy. When you talk, people like it. What's on your mind?
Well, frankly, I've been very sad and disappointed in those in Virginia who did not get out and vote to save our democracy. You know, I know everybody's suffering from PTSD from the last 4 years, who watched a crime being committed in front of our very eyes and watch these criminals get away with it, and who are even on, you know, the Judiciary Committee and other committees of importance, who are traitors and criminals. So anyway, you know, with the critical race theory, which is a bunch of bunk, but they have to please their racist constituents, not all of them. I'm not saying all Republicans are racist, but there's quite a few new bunch that has joined the party. And in addition to that, with their attack on women's bodies and their right to choose or take care of themselves, they no longer have a big issue. So they got to make another one, and that is going after education. And it's just unbelievable. But, you know, they're getting away with it, and we got to fight back. Call in those talk stations, kick their butts, go after them, fight back, because people who listen to right-wing radio have to hear the other side of the story, and they're only getting one side. So you guys be really strong soldiers and fight back. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. That's very eloquent. That's very eloquent and very true. And you don't need therapy. You give therapy to us. But just so you feel a little better, Youngkin beat McAuliffe by 2 points. He beat him 50.7 to 48.6, 2.1. That's not a landslide. And the truth of the matter is that the fact that Biden beat Trump by 10 points down there was a bit of an aberration. Trump is a criminal. Trump betrayed us to the Russians. Trump was subservient to Putin. Trump said things that divided us so badly it weakened the country. And people, even Republicans, it wasn't a matter of Democrats getting out. We got out. The Republicans couldn't put up with it. Secondly, in the last 50 years, and Luke has just pointed out one contrary incidence, but all but one time, when somebody's elected president, somebody in the other party gets elected governor of Virginia a year later. People like split government. So the fact is that everybody goes, oh, McAuliffe, you know, and he was up in the polls by high single digits, 8-9% for a while. But it's essentially a close state, leaning Democratic, no question about it. But this was a change election. And you don't win a change election by nominating a guy who'd already been governor 4 years ago. McAuliffe was prohibited by Virginia law from running again after the first time. Virginia has the most severe term limits in the country. You get elected governor, that's it, 4 years, out you go. You can run again 4 years later. That's what he did. But in some respect, in retrospect, maybe we should have put a younger, tough candidate in there who's a fresh face. Who knows? I don't think it would have made any difference. An earlier caller said we should do more than run against, you know, Orange Man bad, Orange Julius bad, you know, that kind of thing. But Youngkin was very skillful in the southern rural part of the state, western part of the state. He talked Trump. Trump endorsed him, talked a lot of Trump. But up around the D.C. suburbs and all that, he didn't even mention Trump. And he didn't mention him in his victory speech. Didn't mention him. Trump took credit, by the way. Trump came out, said he was the reason Youngkin won. Well, that's not true. But in any event, and now Youngkin and everybody's studying this. So Gene of Eau Claire's admonition is important for us to think about. Republican candidates around the country study that election. Scholars are studying that election. How did Youngkin do it? What you do is you don't associate with Trump publicly in Democratic areas, but in rural areas, you wink and nod and you get Trump's endorsement. And then you talk education and taxes and that kind of thing. in the suburban areas. The other thing to keep in mind is that Biden won Wisconsin last time, for instance, by doing better in Republican suburban areas than Hillary Clinton did. He won by 20,000 votes. She lost by 27,000. He did slightly worse than Hillary Clinton in Latino areas, black areas, other areas. But in places like Mequon and Waukesha and those places that are Republican, he didn't win them, of course, but he shaved a few points off. And that's what tipped it. So all I can say, no one needs therapy about this. It would have been kind of an upset if McAuliffe, with all of that, had won this thing. He didn't, so on, life goes on. The problem is Youngkin and some of these people are going to use it, I hope they don't, but to say not certify the next presidential election for the Democrat if he wins, and then it's going to end up in the courts. I think Youngkin's smart enough that if he tries to pull something like that, that is so contrary to how he campaigned, he'd be toast. And there were some Republican governors who certified Biden, stood tall. Governor of Arizona, Republican. Governor of Georgia, Republican. So it could be that Youngkin has half a brain. He's a vulture investor, never done anything. Don't have a bead on the guy. Co-chairman of a venture capital group. They're called vulture investors. Swoop around looking for a dying animal in the road and go down to peck their liver out. That's what he does, you know, grab off the pension funds, that kind of thing. He's an expert at getting his beak into other people's bellies is what he is. But we will see. Maybe he has half a sense of history. I doubt it very seriously. Doubt it very, very seriously. But there you have it. And so I think Democratic candidates can study this too. You don't just run against Orange Julius, the orange man bad. You do some of that, absolutely, in Democratic areas. But in other areas, you get a lot of signage up and you get out there and you don't keep talking about how bad Trump is. You can say it, but also, what are you going to do? On education and taxes. How about you cutting taxes? How about you cutting taxes? Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.